Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Jim Acosta of CNN realized the very simple truth: walls do work. We're going to be talking about border security and some of the startling statistics regarding the atrocities of human trafficking at the southern border. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, you know, the simple idea of do walls work or not? Well, look at gated communities. Look at Israel, for example. Israel didn't have any walls around certain places in that nation until they just got tired of suicide bombers, homicide bombers coming over and blowing themselves up and killing people.
Innocent women and children.
Innocent women and children. Mm-hmm. They boarded buses, they went into neighborhoods, and they blew themselves up. They threw rocks, for example, on cars going on the interstate. And Israel said, we're going to build a wall. Guess what happened? Matt, it's not a surprise. The suicide bombings stopped. The rock throwers couldn't get over to the place where they were throwing rocks onto the cars below. And lo and behold, they found the simple idea that walls work. Now, one of the things I think people don't realize is when we're talking about the southern border, let's talk about this. Last year, 17,000 adults with criminal records were arrested at the southern border. 235,000 illegal aliens were arrested for criminal activity over the last 2 years. Every week, 300 Americans are killed by heroin, and 90% of those drugs come across the southern border.
Mm-hmm.
And even for those seeking a better life, one-third of the women, now, this actually has been changed. This report says one-third of the women are sexually assaulted. One of the major media, I think it might have been CBS, was rebutting Trump's statement that one-third of the women were sexually assaulted. And guess what they said, Matt? No, it's not one-third. It's 60 to 80% of the women.
Oh, my Lord.
That are part of these caravans are sexually assaulted. So Trump was wrong. It wasn't one-third. It was actually 60 to 80%.
Yeah, and Jim Acosta tried to make a big with CNN in typical Jim Acosta form, standing at a wall in McAllen, Texas, saying, well, here I am at the wall, and lo and behold, there aren't a bunch of illegal aliens trying to get across, as if to say somehow that proves that walls don't work. And oh my goodness, was he mocked on Twitter and other social media. It's like standing, Jim Acosta picture, if you will, standing in the rain under an umbrella and saying, here I am standing under this umbrella and I am dry as a bone. There's not a drop of water falling on me. So that proves that umbrellas don't work.
Yeah.
That's analogous for what he basically
that's
did.
That's exactly right.
But
yeah.
Basically, walls protect the people inside. You know, look at all the well-known.
And it's not that you don't like the people outside.
No, we love them.
Protect the people inside, and you want to figure out who on the outside is trying to get on the inside.
Just, right. And you want them to come in legally.
Legally.
Appropriately.
Yeah.
This is America. It's not just a free-for-all, but, you know, look at the people that have come in appropriately, legally. And you look at well-known people, celebrities, politicians, they have walls around their house to protect them inside,
and,
right?
And the left conflates border security and supporting border security in trying to prevent illegal immigration because we don't know who's coming in. And as you mentioned, Matt, the drugs are pouring in from the southern borders. The criminals are pouring in from the southern borders. It's not that we're anti-immigration, we're anti-illegal immigration. And just we're pro legal immigration.
Well, it's like having a door on your house. Right. You have it there for a reason. You're not just going to let anybody in. You want to find out who it is that wants to.
I have to knock to find out if I can come in, right?
Right. And so, you know, a wall does work. It's just common sense. And all of the Democratic leaders, including Obama, they were in favor of the wall until President Trump was in favor of the wall. Now they're not in favor of the wall. If you look at this statistic that we have at our website, lcaction.org, it's about human trafficking arrests since 2010. It goes from 2010 to 2018. In 2010, President Obama only had 300 human trafficking arrests. Now, here's what happened in 2009. I know this for a fact because a friend of mine was head of the Department of Justice Division on Human Trafficking, and they were involved in cases, for example, out of Texas, where women would be imported in, not over the southern border per se, while some of them no doubt came that way, but they would, say, fly into Los Angeles International Airport, and then they would take them over to a Victoria's Secrets to get their outfit. And the women would say, no, I'm a domestic, and no, this is what you're going to do. And they'd then take them to a prostitution house in Texas, and they would keep them there for human sex trafficking. This man, who was head of the Department of Justice Division on Human Trafficking, prosecuted those. He headed up that division. Within an hour of the swearing-in in 2009 of President Obama, he received notice that the entire Human Trafficking Division of the DOJ was shut down. Oh, goodness. And that's why there was only 300 arrests in 2010. If you look at the difference between 2016 and 2017, the first year of President Trump's presidency, President Trump made 2,000% more arrests of human traffickers than Obama did the previous year. And then right. that even increased in 2018. Many of these human traffickers are being brought or are part of these caravans. We don't know who these people are, and that's the problem. We don't know if they're part of ISIS, if they're part of MS-13. We do know that some people are part of that. I don't say that all of them are, no question. There's some people that have good intentions. There are people that we do know that are part of ISIS. They are also part of MS-13 gang. They're part of drug trafficking. They're part of human trafficking. There are people who are in those caravans that are seeking a better life, and they're being abused. We don't know whether the people with the little children are really their mom and dad or their mom or dad. We just don't know. And so thousands of these are coming across the border, and then they're being processed. We don't have enough place to keep them, so they're being let go, with some of them having ankle bracelets that have a court date that may be months in the future. Most of them don't appear for those court hearings, and then we lose track of them.
Yeah. And we need to keep in mind, too, that statistics show that many of those who are being sex trafficked are children. Many of them are children, are minors that are being sex trafficked.
As well as many of them are forced to have at least one, if not multiple, abortions. So you've got an increase in that as well.
And under the Trump administration, in addition to the border security, he has been a very strong advocate to stop human trafficking. And he authorized $430 million to combat human trafficking just recently. But also under his administration, he pushed a law, and it was signed by Congress, and it shut down these human trafficking websites almost instantly that had been allowed to exist. And they shut down because they would be prosecuted. And human trafficking happens over this border. Drugs happen over this border. I was just listening to one of the new African-American, youngest, I think, person elected in West Virginia to the House of Delegates, Christian pro-life. And he's part of a bill that is being promoted in West Virginia to allocate $10 million of West Virginia surplus to go directly for border wall security.
Wow.
And he hopes that that will set an example. And the reason why is because he's talked to law enforcement, and he says the drugs that are in West Virginia are, quote, so pure that the law enforcement says they must be originating in Mexico. Those are not originating from the United States of America. So, yes, there is a crisis, and no, it wasn't manufactured by President Donald Trump. Tell that to the people who have lost their lives. And again, those statistics are staggering. 18,000 adults with criminal records arrested just last year alone. There are already people that have criminal records. 235,000 illegal aliens were arrested for criminal activity in the United States over the last 2 years. It is a crisis, and we need to get involved. Go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. There you can sign a petition and be a part of collecting voices across the country, and you can be one of those, to give information to our elected leaders to do something about our border security. lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community, lc.org.